Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, March 29th, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Carol Gold. Everything isn't politics. It's easy to think that it is. And in fact, today I wanted to talk about the border, which I believe is a crisis. I live here in Texas. But something else has captivated my mind, and I want to share it with you, and it has absolutely nothing to do with politics, which might be refreshing to you. I know it is to me. In the last week or so, I've had two incidents that occurred in relationship to homeless people, and I want to share them both with you because each one has a message, and together they have an even more important message. The first happened about a week and a half ago. I was on my way home from an errand or something I was doing. I stopped at a traffic light here in Texas, where I live, and there was a young man sitting in the center strip, in the concrete strip of the road, and I was pulling up sort of right next to him. He was in between the two directional lanes going either way. And as I pulled up to him, I noticed that he was sitting on the ground at the moment. And as I pulled up to him, I saw that he was in prayer. He was deeply in prayer. His lips were moving. And I don't know why, but I could tell the sincerity of what he was doing. He was probably no more than 28 years old. I just felt the sincerity. It wasn't a grift to try to get people to feel that he's spiritual and so they would give him money or stop and talk to him at the traffic light, whatever. It was real. And I didn't have any cash with me. I only had my credit card, my debit card, whatever. And I so wanted to give him something. And I put down the window as I got up next to him and he stood up and I reached in the center of the separator between the seats. I keep change there sometimes, just odd change. And I had 35 cents. That's all that was in there. And I put the window down and he said, "Hello, ma'am." And I said, "I don't have any money." And he said, "Oh, no, it's okay." And I said, "Well, wait a minute. This is the only change I have in my car. Please take it." And he said, "You don't have to." And I put my hand out and he took the 35 cents. And he said, "Thank you so much." And I said, I wish I could do more." And he said, "It's what's in your heart that counts. I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm not going to be here long. He'll take care of me." And he pointed up to the sky. And I said, "God will take care of you." And he said, "He will, ma'am. He always does. I'm not worried. I know this will be okay." I pulled away and it preyed on my mind. And when I got home, my daughter, who's staying with me, came home and I started to tell her the story and I began to cry as I was telling her the story. I cried because of all of the abundance that I have, the blessings that I have in my life. And compared to some other people, I have very little, but in compared to him, I have a great deal. And so it's all relative, right? And I stood there thinking how sincere he was. And how it hurt my heart that there are people in the world who appear to be doing great evil. I mentioned the border when I started the show. Human traffickers bringing children across the border, charging $85 to sell a child for the purpose of some male adult bringing that child across the border so that male adult gets accepted by border control and not turned back. And I thought of this young man, so good of heart, so pure of heart, standing there with nothing, and yet believing that God will take care of him. And then today, my daughter and I were out doing errands, and we pulled into a major retailer box store. And as we turned in, there were three people sitting on the curb at the entrance to the driveway. And as we pulled in, my daughter and I both looked at them. They had a dog with them. And And we said to each other, let's get them something. My first thought was, I said, let's get the dog something. I'm like an animal lover. And she said, let's get them. I said, yes, let's get them all something. The people, the dogs, everything. So we did our shopping and then we bought sandwiches, wraps for all three people and drinks for all three people and a bag of kibble for the dog and a bag of dog bones for the dog. And as we came out, got in our car and drove out the entrance way that we had come in, there were now only two of them sitting there. One of the people had moved away. And in fact, there were three men standing over the two people, a man and a woman on the ground with the dog, three men standing over them having what appeared to be somewhat of a contentious conversation. And it turns out that those three men were from the box store and they were telling this couple with the dog that they couldn't sit where they were. They couldn't basically be begging or soliciting in any way. And I nonetheless put my window down and I sort of yelled out, "We have food for you." And the woman got up and my daughter got out of the car and with the packages and started to walk around the car to meet the woman. She gave everything to the woman. And then the woman kept coming toward my driver's window. And as she approached the window, she didn't say thank you. She didn't seem pleased at all. She said, "I'm pregnant, and I thought we could use $50 to get us to where we need to go." She was probably 65 years old, so she clearly wasn't pregnant. And in that moment where there was no gratitude for what she had been given, in that moment, I felt that we had been conned, right? That we had been manipulated. And it was momentarily a bad feeling. But then I remembered how we felt in the store, how good we felt gathering the things that we wanted to give them, and how excited we each were within our own hearts to get in the car and drive out knowing we were going to give what we thought were those three people and the dog some nourishment, some hope. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter whether she was a grifter. It didn't matter whether she was mentally ill and saying she was pregnant was something she believed to be true. None of it mattered. What mattered is a scientific study that I recently read that there's actual studies done on givers receiving a higher benefit of dopamine and other positive hormones than the recipient gets from receiving whatever is gifted. Because the expression turns out to be scientifically true, 'tis better to give than to receive. And so in a world, and particularly at a time and in a nation where there is so much contention, and we all wonder what can we do, and there appears to be so much wrong and so much deceit and so much misinformation, what we can do is every day in our own lives, come to the experiences that we have with an open heart, with a good intention, with love as the motivating force, with a connection to one another as the motivating force, with oneness as the concept that we live under. And as I always say, it's not a political concept. Oneness isn't socialism and it isn't communism. Oneness is of the heart, not of the mind. And it's of the human nature, not of the political system. Government can't order it. Government can't mandate it. It can't legislate it. It has to be birthed in each one of us. And it is when we realize who we are, why we're here, and what our connection and our responsibility is to one another. So I can close this show by saying, God bless that young man who already feels blessed, even though he appears to have nothing. And God bless that couple, whether they were sincere or whether they were not, because it's really about being the blessing, not getting it. Thank you for listening. A final word, please check out my book, which is very tied to this conversation. It is, in fact, about oneness. It's a system of determining whether you're operating in your highest self, whether you are truly attuned to oneness. It's on Amazon. It's on my website. It's called The Questions God Will Ask, Prepping for the Final Exam. Until next time, I'm Carol Gold, and please think for yourself. Thank you for joining me.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.